All right, welcome back. We're about to start part two of today's podcast, which addresses the question, should Shakespeare get a modern English update? For this part of the podcast, we will actually be dialing into a pre-existing podcast where John McWhorter talks with author Jack Lynch about the sacrilege of modified Shakespeare and what challenges Shakespeare brings to today's students. Here we go.
I have ruffled some feathers here and there in the past with my argument that, get ready folks, after four centuries English has changed so much with the Watts and all, that it's time to have versions of Shakespeare plays translated into the English we speak now. Now, not translated into slang, not yo what up Juliet, but maybe better termed as adjusted. My focus is on Shakespeare's language as we hear it in live performance. If you read it on the page, sure, you can reflect, you can look things up, you can use those heaps of footnotes, or maybe even use the cribbed versions, like the No Fear Shakespeare that's now so familiar. But hearing the language live, and you can't stop to think, well, that's different. At least it has been for me, but today our interest is in our guest, upon which I shall pose to you, Jack, English professor and Shakespeare expert. Have you ever found it hard to understand Shakespeare in performance?
I have often found it hard to understand Shakespeare in performance, and I've devoted a career to understanding this stuff, sure. There are passages that are difficult when you just listen to them live. There are some that are difficult to the point of being incomprehensible, even on the page when it's loaded with footnotes.
Yeah. Does that bother you at all, or is it just the way it has to be?
Oh, bother. It fascinates me more than bothers me, but... Yeah, Shakespeare certainly was a popular entertainer in his day. And most of the passages in most of his plays would have been understood by many people. Now, that's not to say he spoke slang, he spoke low language. He was a poet. People did not say things like the dawn in russet mantle clad to each other.
I hope not.
So it was poetic language, but it was understandable by real people. We've got a few things going on now that make it difficult. One, 400 years have passed, and in 400 years, a lot of the language has changed. Another problem we have to deal with in understanding Shakespeare is the texts we have of his plays are a mess. We often don't know what he actually wrote because what we've got doesn't make sense to anybody.
Right. And so we have an unusual situation where something that once was popular, as in of the people, and which today we like to say should be popular, or even is popular, is often oddly difficult to access for something that we're supposed to be holding so close to our bosom. Now, I have been told by many people that I am out of my mind or living on a different planet, that it isn't as hard as I'm saying. Certainly, there are many passages that ring out clear as a bell. And I think a classic example, and I bring this up, because I had a party once about 20 years ago and I mentioned my idea about translation and somebody actually got angry and grabbed a Shakespeare volume from my shelf and started.
All right, we're gonna cut it off there. But ladies and gentlemen, you got to hear part of the argument of why Shakespeare should and why some people think Shakespeare should not get a modern day update. So now what you're gonna do is you're gonna look back, look at the questions below, and I want you to answer the questions and think about your own opinion. Do you think Shakespeare needs to get an update? Why? Why not? Make your arguments. Remember, history is all about evidence.